Let us go to the Word of God today in 1 Corinthians 11:28 for our thought for the day. And we find these precious words given by the Spirit of God through the Apostle Paul that says, "But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup." Let us just concentrate on the thought of examining ourselves today. Someone has rightfully said, it is the hardest thing in the world to be a good thinker without being a good self-examiner. Herein, I think, lies the root of all the troubles nearly in the world today, is that mankind is too busy examining the other person instead of examining himself. If we examine ourselves, then we can always find, by the grace of God, our responsibility in every situation. We can always find our need in every situation to change and assume the responsibility then for that change. Now, there's different ways that we can examine ourselves. The word examine means to weigh out carefully, to inquire into the state or truth of any matter. To examine means to endeavor to ascertain the facts relating to anything. And we can see how readily we jump to conclusions, how often we judge the other person, how often we move in our judgment without inquiring into the real state and truth of matters. To examine ourselves means to investigate, to scrutinize, to weigh out and sift the arguments relating to any matter. To examine means to inspect and to explore the condition or state of anything. To examine means to also to submit to examination. It means to question as a witness. It means to interrogate. It means to test the capabilities, qualifications. It means to ascertain the attainments. It means to ascertain progress by examination. So how profitable then for us to begin to examine ourselves. Let us go to the Word of God and see how that we may best accomplish this examination. If we go back to Psalm 26 chapter and verse 2, we find these words. King David prayed here unto the Lord, and he said, "Examine me, O Lord, and prove me, and try my reins and my heart." So you can see that King David had a revelation that he could not do this examining of himself. "Since our heart is deceitful and desperately wicked," the Word of God says, "how can we really examine ourselves?" And because that we feel and know our inadequacies in examining ourselves, we find it easier then to examine the other fellow. But if we pray to the Lord and call unto him and in prayer and ask him to do the examining, then surely he will do that. So King David said, "Examine me." Examine how that I try to redeem situations here and there. Examine me, O Lord, not my brother or my sister. Weigh me out carefully. Interrogate me. Search me out. Inspect me. Explore me so that you can help me to know where my problems are and where my failures are, where my shortcomings are. And he said, "And prove me." You know, we always want the other person to be proven. Many times I counsel people, and they always want the other party to be proven, and they always want the other person to be inspected. They always want the other person to be told their faults, their errors. But when we're sincere with God, and we come and pray like King David prayed here, we'll have a desire for God to examine us and to turn the light upon our hearts, upon our wills, and upon our minds to show that which is inside of us that's not like Jesus Christ. And so he said, "Try my reins." Now, reins speak in the spiritual side of man to what kidneys do in the natural. Our reins are our emotions of our heart. And just like that the kidneys in the natural sanctify the body and keep it purified and cleansed by carrying out impurities, likewise, as we heave up our emotions in prayer to God, our emotions will sanctify our minds and take away our worries, take away our fears, and sanctify so that we can be clean and holy and can praise God in every situation. So he said, examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my emotions. See if my emotions are clean. See if I'm labeling my anger as something besides anger. See if I'm labeling my wrath something besides wrath. See if I'm labeling my hatred something besides hatred. Search me and know my emotions. The greatest thing in all the world is to examine your emotions and see whether they be of God or see whether they be of your own self, which we inherited from Adam the first, and he in turn inherited from fallen Lucifer, the serpent. So he says here, examine me, try my reins, try my emotions, search them out, and try my heart, prove my heart, and see if my heart is deceitful. Sometimes with our mouth, we say that we want to serve God. Sometimes with our mouth, we say we want to be a Christian. Sometimes with our mouth, we say that we want to be real and to serve God. But then we find that our heart is deceitful then. When we're put in places of temptations and testings and trials, we'll find that our heart and our will does not really want to serve God, does not really want to meet the test, does not really want to be searched out. So, beloved, one way that we can examine ourselves is to go and pray and solicit God's help in prayer through His Spirit and through His Word to open our eyes, that we might see ourselves, that open our eyes, that we might see the reins, the emotions of our heart for what they are, to open our eyes, that we might see our own deceitfulness. We are so ready, you know, sometimes to call someone else a hypocrite, a Pharisee, or to degrade and vilify someone else's testimony rather than go and ask God to search out our own hearts and let us examine and see what is real and what is unlike the Lord. And again, we find the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? And so, beloved, never in the Word of God have I ever found a scripture that says, approve your brother, examine your brother. But always the Word of God is telling us, commanding us, examine yourselves and know yourselves whether Jesus Christ is in you. Examine and see if you're just professing or if you have something real from God. Examine your heart today and see where you stand with Jesus Christ. Whether you be a sinner or whether you be a Christian, examine your heart and see how you stand with Jesus Christ today. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your precious word of light and life. And we ask, oh God, that you'd send forth your omnipresent word into the hearts of people today and enlighten and constrain them, oh God, to seek out and to search out their hearts that they might ascertain their standing before thee this day, because we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.